Okay, here we are. It's Monday, and it's time for Jeff and Erica to do our best to bring you different angles. We always try to bring different parts of this incredibly complex genocide of planet Earth forward. We don't know how many people are getting the new shots. The government is claiming that only 2% of the people are getting the new shot. I don't know how they can say that, frankly. I've got a little story about that we'll get to in just a minute. You there, young lady?
I am. Happy Monday.
Right. Happy Monday to you, too. The story has been running for 2-3 days now. I think it first said 1.5%. Now it's saying that the total is only 2% of America that has elected to take this wonderful new vaccine, this genocide 3.0 or whatever the hell it is. I think it's there's something up here with this. I don't know if it's reverse psychology of some kind, but I went into the Rite Aid store again, and this is a town of about 30,000 people, something like that, and it's a busy place, and I checked with the head ghoul who was injecting people, and I said, how hard would it be for me to get in here? He said, well, you got to go online and make an appointment, a reservation. And he said, but, I said, yes. He said, but we're booked up solid until November 21st, over a month from now. So this is a tremendous demand, at least here. And I've called other places, and it's similar. He said, if you want to call our store, which is half an hour away, you might be able to get in a little sooner. But it's going to be until November 21st. So I said, that means how many a day? He said, well, it's pushing around 90. Last week, as you know, it was about 150 a day, or 2 weeks ago. But it's around 90 a day, and that's a lot of people. And I watched 2-3 people coming and going, and they did. They came, they received, and they went. And what their future is, God only knows.
It's amazing. They're pushing that number around, 2%.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. Trying to scare people into getting it. Only 2%, and if something else, the second part of that, the binary is, if something else breaks out, nobody's going to be protected. Only 2% have taken it. So I don't know, but it's all manipulation, no matter how you cut it.
I can confirm, though, that the shedding is happening with these things again. There are many reports of spontaneous nosebleeds now.
Oh, tell me more, please. We haven't discussed this.
Children, I'm seeing that in children who attend school with, either classmates or teachers that are taking this thing.
Right.
And then I had a report from a friend of mine who knows a chiropractor, unvaxxed chiropractor. It's a husband-wife operation. Mm-hmm. And he's been fine, I guess, until recently. He thought he was not being affected by this or thought whatever regimen he was doing was okay. But she messaged me today and said he is started off with dizzy, unable to stand, and now it's progressed to numbness in his arms and hands. So they're thinking, I don't know, maybe microclotting. But he did confirm a number of his patients have recently taken this shot, whatever's in it. And then there's the random reports on social media that, unvaxxed people that have to be around these vaxxed people for whatever reason are getting slammed.
The nosebleeds. We're as we always do, we're monitoring this. I haven't heard about spontaneous nosebleeds, but that's a bad sign. It's the same thing we've seen before. And they decided not to allow the use in normal pedestrian conversation of booster. They want this called a new vaccine. It's a basic booster. It's just tweaked with God knows what. We're going to
be
a long time
finding out. Well, it's
a different
version of the spike.
That's right.
So
it's a silver
suit. Whatever's
different color paint on the car.
Right. So now you're going to make a whole bunch more antibodies, if you even have that capacity anymore. I don't know. Right. I really wonder with some of these people that are, I'm not kidding, the number that Peter McCullough mentioned, not everybody, but some people are on their eighth dose. And
that's really that's
I do wonder these people that have been able to skate by injecting themselves with this many doses without any apparent adverse effect, are these the ones that are silently harboring these turbo cancers? Because they're not having any symptoms to speak of. And yet, you know, they may go to the hospital or the doctor for some pesky issue, what appears to be a pesky issue, and that's when they find these cancers.
I agree. This is all getting to be very, very, I guess, interesting would be one word, to watch how it's being pushed and morphed and presented and represented, and the confusion is constant now with most people. I really feel a great deal of compassion for most people who actually look at the flat screen commercial television venue and think that they're being informed. Their reality is not reality. We don't have
a market. Oh, it's so far from reality, it's not even funny.
We don't have it down 100%, but we're light years closer than the mainstream media shills and liars are. And so the average person is very much confused, very much uncertain. And I don't know what psychological terms to hang on this, but it's not good to be in that state of mind. Afraid, PTSD, there's a lot of things you could hang on it. But it's bad out there. And they have no problem generating this kind of mental unrest and upset. When you control the media, you control the minds and the psyches of the rank and file sheeple. And they are confused. Very confused. Now,
they sure are.
Dis-ease. The idea of these invaders coming into the country and bringing with them lots of disease is something that we've talked about here for a long time. And I was on it many years ago, actually. And it's happening now. Now, there's a... I've got to find this. Hold on. Mike Adams, the health ranger, had a story up the other day, which I did post. New York City sees a surge in tuberculosis cases amid the influx of, he said, invaders. Exactly like we said. We called it. Erica called it. Tuberculosis is going to be a problem. There are three different kinds of tuberculosis. Lest we forget, let's mention that again. There's a normal treatable kind, and I use treatable in quotes, because it'll take 8-9 months to get well from the normal kind of an active tuberculosis case with heavy-duty antibiotics, which will annihilate your microbiome, of course, probably systemically if you're going to take that much of it. Then you've got MDR, to be blunt.
Methicillin-resistant? Yeah.
That's right. TB, and that can take, I'm told, up to 2 years, if they can treat it at all. And then they have XDR, which virtually means it's not responsive to anything. Virtually nothing will help. XDR. You get XDR TB, and chances are you're not going to make it. It'll be a long, slow road to the end, but you're not going to make it. It's bad. So they're putting these, and it's 5% of invader children, and there aren't that many children coming here, as you know. Most of them are fighting-age combat troops. But 5% of the families that do get here are the children who aren't sold off and sent around the world, and that's a big problem too. 5% have active TB cases, okay? 5%. So if you have any of these invader children in your children's classrooms, there's 5% chance that there's an active case of TB in that classroom. Possibly. A significant increase in tuberculosis cases in New York City raises concerns about the potential resurgence of this highly contagious airborne disease in the United States. So far this year, initial data show there have been approximately 500 new TB cases officially diagnosed in New York City alone. That's a lot. The highest number of cases recorded in over a decade for this time of year. Highest numbers in over 10 years. The figure also represents a 20% increase in cases compared to last year, which indicates a potential spread to other parts of the country. So these invaders coming in here are not just coming in with ill intent. They're coming in with Chagas, with Hansen's, with TB, as we're mentioning now, and many other issues. Now, that story about smallpox allegedly being found in northern Gaza, the UN made the announcement. I have seen, just so you know, I'm watching for it. We haven't seen anything else to back that up or elaborate upon it. But there was a case allegedly found in northern Gaza. The last case found of smallpox was 1977 in Somalia. So how did that case end up in northern Gaza? Well, you can connect those dots with your eyes closed. That's easy. It's a bioweapon turned loose. They're going to take those people out one way or the other.
Yeah.
All right? So the story is up. And I did post it the other day, and there is TB, and it's a real problem. So we're going to kind of morph from that to a Naomi Wolf segment or two from an interview she did on her Daily Clout website. Go ahead and set this up. J.J. Carroll.
Yeah, J.J. Carroll was a career Border Patrol officer. And I think he just got out of the service in the last year or so. And he's speaking about what's going on at the border and raising the alarm bells. So in case people don't realize who exactly is being allowed in, you know, and what their likely intent is.
Well, they call,
and it really is. It's a very sobering, picture of likely what's going to transpire if something isn't done relatively quickly. I don't foresee that happening the way things are going. I think all of this is intentional.
Yeah.
But
24-year career.
He just wrote a book called Invaders. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday or today, he appeared with Naomi Wolf, about a half-hour interview. Describing in detail how, you know, what's been happening.
He has a term that they used in the Border Patrol, SIAs, Special Interest Aliens. Now, that usually means suspected terrorist or terrorist, ascertained. SIAs. He said that in his 24-year career, He's allowed to deport, of course, as a Border Patrol officer, but he recommended for deportation and did deport 5 special interest aliens, SIAs. Now, these are aliens, again, suspected of being terrorists. 5 in 24 years. In 2022, 25,000 of these invaders were identified as SIAs, Special Interest Aliens. They were deported? No. They were put into the United States and seated in communities and towns all over the country. 25,000 suspected terrorists. That's a Biden, an O'Biden regime policy. Last year, and up till this point in time, 85,000 Special Interest Aliens suspected of being terrorists with reason. It's not that somebody looked at somebody and says, looks like a terrorist to me. No, these people had reason to make that determination. 85,000 have been put into the country and spread all around the country. And these people should all have been immediately deported under suspicion of being potentially terrorist. This is not good. All right?
And I think, what did he say? There's 7... at least 7 million that are in here right now illegally.
7.5.
Seven to ten was the quote.
7 to 10 was the quote I got. 7 to 10 million in 34 months of the O'Biden regime. 7 to 10 million invaders in here. Yeah.
The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, says it's only 2 million.
Lies. They're lies. They all lie. Everybody with a brain should know that now. So 7 to 10 million invaders in 34 months of the O'Biden regime into this country, bussed around, flown around. Some were even flown into the country without having to stop and walk through the border facilities anymore. They were just flown to an airport, filling out a few pieces of paper, and they were given their vouchers, and they were placed and God knows where. This is a bad, bad thing. It looks very much like this country is being set up to be taken down from within. Right, and that's the feeling of J.J. Carroll. I don't know how else to look at it. It's appalling. All right, so we've got at least 100,000 suspected terrorists now in the country, and I'm going to go back and take another shot at Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, who is being praised by many people for, especially Texans. He busts them out of here. He busts them to New York. He busts them to Los Angeles. Why didn't he bust them back to the border? And why didn't he deport them? Because he is actually very cleverly involved with spreading potential terrorism all throughout this country. I know that may sound harsh to some of you, but you tell me another way to look at it. When he could have taken them to the border and he could have turned them south and said, start walking. Didn't do it. He brought them into the internal mechanisms of this country and seeded them. Under the guise of fighting illegal invaders. It's all BS. Crap. All right, here's J.J. Carroll, and let's just listen to him. I'm just kind of jumping in. We'll join it in progress. So it's pretty damned impressive. This man, 24 years on the job as a Border Patrol officer.
America is seeing the visual pictures of the actual terrorists blowing up, killing, raping, maiming, dragging bodies through the street. And they're looking at all of the videos of the endless single adult males coming into America. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at the faces and they're going, oh, dear God, these are the same people. And that's where the connection of Israel into America's open borders, America.
What do you mean that they're saying these are the same people, that they look like they're...
Yes.
They look... Are you saying they look like Palestinians?
They look like Middle Eastern... Okay, let's just be very blunt. They look like Middle Eastern military-age men and individuals from the northern part of Africa, the continent of Africa. And why I say that is I posted on a podcast in April and May. So in April and May, see, there's so much to unpack, right? So let me just, the Mexican drug cartels own everything. They decide who crosses where. So right now the epicenter of the immigration fiasco is in Rio Grande Valley, El Paso, right in that area. But in April and May, all of the adult, single adult military age men from Middle Eastern terrorist nations was my old station in Imperial Beach, California, was the southwesternmost point of the border. And every day, if you can even imagine this, because Trump's wall will not allow them to jump over the 30-foot wall, thousands would come and live, squat in America for 3 to 5 days because the Border Patrol couldn't pick them up fast enough. And all of my former colleagues that worked with me were calling me nonstop. And I wall them off so no one gets, nobody can track where my information is coming from. And they're all saying the same thing. And they're sending me pictures. And they're like, JJ, look at this. These are all Middle Eastern men. They're all from terrorist nations across the globe. And we're releasing all of them. In a 24-hour period for almost 2 months, Naomi, for almost 2 months, every 24-hour period from one station, not the Border Patrol, from one station in San Diego, was getting 50 red bar terrorist alert on 50 individuals in a 24-hour period, and they were only processing 500 to 600 a day. And out of those 50, five were known terrorists. So when you start looking at the DHS numbers, the DHS, just so your audience knows that when DHS puts out numbers and the Customs and Border Protection pushes out their monthly and annual numbers, they're lying to you. They segment it and they parse the numbers so it looks, I mean, it's horrific, but they make it look as palatable as possible.
I
never believe the data. Yeah.
All right. So the real facts on the ground are much bigger and more excessive than the numbers we even see. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, you look at, I'll give you a great example. Bill Malusian from Fox News, a great investigative reporter on the border. Okay. He pushed out 3 days ago, CBP stated that these are the numbers of special interest aliens that were arrested in the last 2 years, from October 21 to October 23, 72,000. And I sat back and I went, what in the hell are, who's saying this out loud?
And then all of a sudden,
right. Yeah, but
and
it's
then
a lie.
They said it was more than that. Yeah, no, I noticed
but
that.
You look at, but they have this little asterisk on the bottom and it says Southwest border apprehensions only.
Oh, that's horrible. So
even, they don't talk about the northern border, the coast, or the ports of entry.
And you know what else they don't talk about? DHS. They don't talk about disease. They don't talk about Chagas. They don't talk about any number of diseases that these people are bringing in, especially those coming up from Latin America. That's not to say that the people coming all the way across the Atlantic from Africa and the Middle East aren't carrying diseases as well. They are. But we know what we're dealing with because our neighbors to the south are flushing their toilets and we're getting the dregs of society. In many cases, those dregs are ill. Mm-hmm. And DHS is not talking about that. None of it. All right. Anything to say about that? I'll jump ahead a little bit here.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Here's the next little bit. Again, I'm going to join it in progress.
So in FY 2023, special interest aliens from Chinese nationals, single adult military age men, have crossed to over 20,000, are in America right now, 20,000.
And he said, I'm not sure if it was before I just joined it in progress or coming up, but these Chinese coming obviously from China, and kind of cute, are obviously military. He said they look the same, they have the same haircuts, they have the same ID, and they have the same tattoos. Okay? Figure it out. They're joining the 5.5 million nationalist communist Chinese already here.
And you have thousands of terrorists from special interest, tens of thousands. I believe the number is hundreds of thousands. So the way I see it playing out is small groups of terrorists and soldiers having very specific targets to hit. And then once those targets are hit, they wall each other off and they do not know who the other individuals are and the terrorist attacks that they're carrying out.
Can you imagine hit and run attacks by thousands of little cells of just communist Chinese? Let's not even talk about the Muslims being organized. There's 125,000 Muslims living in Minneapolis, for example. Black Africans, tougher to organize them. But the point is, blacks are killing whites without much organizational effort needed. We got a real problem here. I mean, a terminal existential problem right now, not in the future, right now. All right, here's JJ again.
Numbers. Let's just play a numbers game. And let's say, let's just take DHS's numbers for this year, 80,000. And let's take last year's numbers of 25,000. Let's just round it up to 100,000 special interest aliens are inside our nation, meaning we arrested them and released them, 100,000. Now, let's just say that my math is and my ideas and beliefs are so wrong, just grossly wrong. Let's say that I'm 99% wrong. 99%. Are you still okay with 1,000 terrorists in our nation roaming around? and waiting for their call to action? I'm not. Are you okay with me being 99.9% wrong and having tens, maybe 100 terrorists in our nation? And that's what is frightening. And what you see in Israel, as horrific as that is, that in America will just be child's play.
Child's play. Because the venue here is wide open. And they're already here in our own cities, towns, communities, ready to go. They're just waiting for orders. And don't think for a moment that the Chinese coming in here from the CCP and the People's Liberation Army couldn't easily be given access to or even bring in little vials of biological weapons that they could turn loose in this country and cause hell on earth. Easily done.
And, you know, the population is primed for it now because they've taken these shots.
No more immunity. No more immune system. They're ready to go down like bowling 10 pins. Boom. And they're gone. All right, here's just a little bit more.
We have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. If I was pressed, I would say we have hundreds of thousands of soldiers and terrorists inside of our nation already. And what it would look like, let me just, as a precursor, you have 20,000 Chinese nationals have crossed into the border. Just, I'm talking about what we know, not the millions that abscond and are undetected. But
he didn't mention the 5.5 million who are here legally. And they're all members of the CCP or they wouldn't be here. CCP doesn't let non-members come to America on a visa.
Rescued 20,000 Chinese nationals. So I know, and multiple media publications have already stated this openly, that the vast majority, a vast segment of that 20,000 military age men sharing the same haircuts, clothes, same IDs that are very unique, and tattoos. So if I asked you in America right now, what group of people have same haircuts, clothes, IDs, and tattoos? And those would be soldiers. So you would have to be willfully ignorant or just part of the problem if you don't understand that the enemy has already come into our nation. So what does that look like in America? I talked this over with your husband, Brian, and we bantered back and forth about what we thought this would look like as it manifests. And Brian had a great point. He doesn't see this as this is a battalion, or which is 1,000-plus soldiers. He sees this, and I do agree with him, small units. So groups of 10 or 12. Now think about this. Think of the trauma it would give America. And this is goes in hand in glove what the terrorists do. They wall each other off so nobody knows the total plan, right? So I'm a soldier from China, or I am a terrorist from Hamas. I get specific orders. Here are your 10 men for your small group. You're going to go to the mall in D.C., and you're going to blow up X, Y, and Z. And this guy is in Kansas City with his group, and you're going to go to the downtown Union Station and blow that up. And then you're going to go to Minnesota. You're going to blow up the Mall of Americas. It doesn't take thousands. It doesn't take army, right? An army to do this. Now, let's go back, Naomi, and let's just use DHS data, okay, to prove my...
All right, I'm going to move ahead on this. I want to kind of wrap this up. You get the point. It's very clear. Don't forget bioweapons. If there's really an attack on this country, bioweapons would be on the table, brought in from China easily. Remember all the shipping containers that come in on these big ships, big freighters, with hundreds of shipping containers. Do you understand, and I think some of you do, that only 1% of those shipping containers are actually ever opened and even a glance inside given when they come into this country? They're not being checked. So they can send anything they want. And they do. All right, I'm going to move ahead on this. Go ahead. Anything else you want to add to what he's saying? I really think the disease aspect of this is also, whether it's artificially or synthetically introduced into the American population or not, it's a huge issue.
Well, the general population is now impaired. And the military, you know, what's left of the military, how capable are they of, if they're not overseas being used as cannon fodder or something?
We only have about 800,000 total American military personnel here in the United States. They're not all combat trained. A lot of them are bureaucrats pushing computer keys. We get that.
So we are vulnerable in a variety of ways now.
Right. Exactly. All right, here's a little more on how this could go down here in this country.
What would be a possible scenario? Would it be like everything's quiet for 2 or 3 weeks and then there's a signal and there's a bunch of hostage takings, rapes, and murders? Or would it be, seizure of, radio stations like in Eastern Europe and or seizure of ports or seizure of, would it be carjackings? Like, what's your fear of what happens next if this isn't stopped?
My fear is I think the Chinese and our adversaries that have soldiers will be very different than, say, the terrorists. I think the terrorists have looked at their playbook and said, okay, I don't have to take down buildings the size of the World Trade Center. I can just do random bombings across the malls. What if soldiers came in and one day took over JFK Airport and just killed everybody and then left, right? They're not going to stand there and do a battle, right? They're going to come through, AKs, blow everybody up, kill everybody, and run. I hate to say it because sometimes, I swear to you, Naomi, sometimes I sit down and I push away from everything and I say, dear God, I sound like I'm crazy, right? Am I crazy? And then I look at my book and I go, no, everything you've been saying for my whole career is happening. Everything that it's not irrational. I'm not the guy at 2 o'clock in the morning screaming into a microphone, the world's ending. I'm just looking at hard data. I'm looking at who's coming in our country. I'm looking at the treason from the top of our government down and looking at the total destruction of America. We are fundamentally transforming in America through the immigration process. And my ultimate thesis is this. It is easy to control people that are illiterate in their own language, do not know that we're a republic, we have a constitution, Bill of Rights. You can't control men like me. I'm not going to be a servant to you. And millions of people like myself are not going to bend a knee. So we are becoming, it's not a racist or ethnic question. This is a question of how soon do we become a nation of non-citizens versus citizens? And
that's the question. And he's right. And I still don't understand how America can even reflexively speak about a government in Washington, D.C. Those people do not represent us.
No,
you heard
not
him
even
say
close.
It. Treason
not
from
close.
The top down.
Yeah.
Totally correct.
So I think people are on their own. You can't depend on any of these government agencies to do anything.
No. Not a chance. Now, the interesting thing at the end of this interview, Naomi asked him something like, well, what should Americans do? And she kind of answered her own question. She said, well, maybe we should introduce some bills.
Well, the time for that was
20 years ago.
At a minimum, 3 years ago, if not longer.
Yeah.
They're here.
On.
These people are here.
We don't have a government. We have no government. Introduce a bill.
And now they're just waiting for the signal to go.
Correct. They're locked and loaded. Got it? That's a fact. And this country
and
could be brought
is,
down quickly from within. Go ahead.
The Antifa and BLM violence that went on in 2020 is going to look like kids play compared to what these people are going to do.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So keep that in mind. Disease, bioweapons, death, bombings, shootings, violence, all ready to go right now. Okay? So if you are armed, and I hope all American citizens are, and I know a lot of the liberals on the left are beginning to figure it out, and they're actually arming themselves. You better keep that that firearm or those firearms ready to go. No joke.
Well, and the other thing is, think about what's going to be targets for whatever shenanigans they're going to do. You know, big cities, obviously, events, gatherings.
Oh. Talk about that just for 30 seconds. Any gathering of Americans in any kind of a concert or a big speech, a seminar, any gathering.
Football stadium.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
You know, wherever there's going to be packed people.
Dangerous. You don't want to be there. That's your terrorist, that's their seven-course banquet right there. A stadium full of people. Okay, let's go over and take a look at our human file on this, these COVID chronicles of horror. And it's I wish this could be a fun, upbeat thing, but we're not going to lie to anyone. We're not going to sidestep the truth, which is we're in grave trouble. Now we're sending even more arms and money we don't have to Israel. And everything going on there is essentially going to be an American enterprise financially. And Biden has announced that 2,000 American troops are ready now to be shipped over there in case they might be needed by that little democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And yes, I'm being facetious. All right. Let's look at some readers here. October 13th, Vax injured for life. What was that string about?
I think we read that one. We've got a couple other ones here. We
it's
have
not
constant
clicked
headache.
Over here, so, yeah. Yeah.
We have rapid aging.
That's important. That's another one.
Injured and abandoned. You pick.
Which group are you in?
13.
It's
October.
Right in the middle, or I see it. Okay. All right, let's see. Injured and abandoned. Take that one. Go ahead. Find it.
All right. I just left the doctors in tears once again. Another doctor that won't do a thing for me. When I said I have long COVID, he told me to pull my mask up and properly on my face and treated me like a leper. I'm so over all of this. This is the most scary and lonely road I've ever been on. I asked him for low-dose naltrexone, and he immediately said no, and said he doesn't know enough about it and won't be prescribing it. He was even almost refused to write me a referral to an ophthalmologist because he thought I was being rude. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm just so very over this, and I want my life back, and no one can seem to help me. He did not care at all. And the responses of some people were, you know, not what you want to hear, but they're very practical. First person says, you are the only one who can recover yourself. Get in some chronic illness recovery groups and learn about diet, supplements, detox, and you will get better. My sister did. And he says, can you recommend any good groups? Thank you. Another says, at this point, it feels like we are on our own. A previous person says, you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
And let's see. Another says, you should report him. Well, we can't allow these kinds of behaviors to keep on happening. We deserve both respect and treatment. That is their job we are talking about. Last piece of practical advice. I'm sorry, but you keep going back to the abuser, expecting not to be abused. You've got to look for alternative sources to assist you.
That is correct. You can't keep going back to the abuser, and expecting him or her to change their policies. They're not going to. Sadly, doctors are, in most cases, are usually worthless for the vax injured, for the shed upon victims out there. Because most of these doctors stay within the AMA guidelines. They don't want trouble. And I frankly think that they really aren't up to speed on a lot of the things that you people are. They just don't get it. They live in the confines of medical training, and they know how not to get in trouble with the regulators, which is their prime directive in many cases. All right, here's
was an interesting on that topic. I mean, I really, these vax injured people are in such a, I don't know, bad situation in terms of trying to get help.
Dire straits.
And this one person has run the gamut, as many people have. You know, they start out thinking that the medical establishment is going to be able to help them.
Right.
And then they realize that they can't get an appointment. And when they do get an appointment, they say they can't find anything wrong. And so they're on a treadmill that goes nowhere for probably a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now it's almost 3 years for some of these people. And this one woman had, I think she summed it up very, very well. If I could just read this one paragraph.
Sure.
She says, "I don't want to think about how much money I've wasted on naturopaths and tests since I had ME-CFS, that's myeloencephalopathy, chronic fatigue syndrome, and then recovered, only to be taken down again by the jab. With every doctor, I had to inform them of the latest research. I was hoping they would tell me of some magic pill, but all of them tried to sell me boutique brands of standard supplements most of us already know. I held on just for the tests, which again turned out to be pointless. My money would have been better spent on quality food, hiring help for less stress, and supplements for the mitochondria or Nattocera. Unless you have something like GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, from this, I can't imagine there's one doctor out there that can offer something that you can't do for yourself. I'm nearly recovered from being ill for a year and a half and 6 months totally bedridden. I'm exercising and building muscle, still constantly vibrating, but I think that will still take some time." And someone says, "You're probably correct. What supplements or treatments have helped you?" And she answers, "Acetyl-L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, ubiquinol, Nattocera, whey protein, meat and veggies, and no sugar and no gluten."
Well, there's another example of doctors really, honestly, are not generally speaking, not worth your time and energy. They'll run you through,
you know,
50
it's
different tests, and what are you going to end up with?
Mm-hmm. Many of them, whether they're, you know, allopathic, conventional, or naturopathic, functional, integrative doctors, that they are not fully understanding the pathology. And so it's hit or miss. I you know, you might get lucky and find a good one, but it's, you know, I would go about it by word of mouth. You know, if you know somebody or can find somebody that's had success with a particular practitioner, that speaks volumes. Otherwise, you know, you could be wasting a lot of time and money. I think in general, my opinion is that the doctors who have had experience dealing with Lyme disease and or mold-related illness have a pretty good idea of how to help people with this type of injury, because it's really kind of poisoning. And, you know, how to detox the body and build up the body's defenses and working within a person's current state of health and not going too fast and not just, you know, throwing mud against the wall and seeing what sticks and running up a big bill.
Big bill. Big bill. Big money. Okay. Life-altering injuries. There are two here. I don't know if we can get to both of them. Let's probably split these, at least split each one in half because they're long. This is a pretty good one. tragic as hell. Regards from Norway and apologies in advance for grammatical mistakes. I was a 47-year-old male with no medical record for the last 10 years and no known diseases. I consider myself to have good health. I eat healthily. I don't smoke. And I used to exercise from time to time. I had no strong opinions about the vaccine, and I got a shot of Pfizer in June of 2021. 3 weeks later, strong pain in my right foot. Went to a doctor. Took him less than 10 minutes with a handheld ultrasonic device to find a blood clot in my foot. I was rushed to a hospital where they also found blood clots in both of my lungs. Treatment began with blood thinners, Eliquis. Doctors told me that Eliquis will be needed for the rest of my life, and I will never have the same lung capacity as before. Boom. Just like that. 3 weeks later, even worse pain in the other foot. Rushed to the hospital again. Negative D-dimer, because these aren't blood clots. They're proteinaceous amyloid clots. D-dimer will not respond to them. Negative D-dimer, so no further inspection. I was kept for observation to the next day. My pulse rushes to approximately 200 several times during the night. But hospital log as sensor errors. That's how they logged them in his deal. As the machine was not calibrated right or something, and there were sensor errors. Later, this same pulse pattern is being documented in my own smartwatch. Long story short, added up, I have now had over 20 clots in my feet. The latest now is in late April. The clots in my lungs are now finally gone since March, according to the doctors, but it took a lot longer than expected, and it does not feel like they are gone. My lungs are really bad. I can't exercise. It feels like I don't have breath if I walk slowly for even 5 minutes. My upper body and my feet are aching all the time. I can't remember what it's like not to have pain. If I sit still, I have pain. If I walk around, I have pain. If I lie down, I have pain. I have headaches. I have tummy problems. I have blood in my disposals now and then. In addition to the clots, I have had pneumonia, pleurisy, meningitis, and more. Other tests have been insane during this period. Tests have indicated systemic lupus, sarcoidosis, podagra, accelerated prostate cancer, as in turbo cancer, and more. Later, they withdraw all of these suspected diseases, and thanks a lot for that. Go ahead.
Doctors agree that this is something strange. They agree that it does not seem to be natural. And they agree that it might be related to the vaccine.
Right.
But it is impossible to make any conclusions before all other alternatives have been eliminated. And without a diagnosis, no treatment besides blood thinners and painkillers. According to my own research, this seems to remind me a lot about VITT. But no, that diagnosis is not available anymore. I have several friends that have had blood clots lately. In hospital, they are met with questions, and as soon as they seem to agree about the clot cause being regular health issues, smoking, birth control pills, etc., they've all been told about permanent damage in the lungs, etc. For me, the table has turned, as all other options have been tried with no luck, leaving the vaccine as the only reasonable explanation. Doctors stopped mentioning permanent damage to the lungs and feet and everything else mentioned earlier. Now they tell me I'm fine. I just need to fill my life with painkillers. For example, the latest blood gas results still show a lot of results outside normal values, and I can easily find possible causes relating to bad lungs just doing my own research for 10 minutes. I was an experienced project manager with technical design and mechanical engineering up to this, and I think I am able to recognize damage or damage minimizing when I see it. In Norway, these vaccines have been marked in a way that makes healthcare workers obligated to report every possible vaccine side effect, even those not very obvious. Still, excuses are made and side effects are not being reported. I guess real-life numbers are much worse than official statistics. Is there anybody out there with similar experiences? If so, please let me know. We need to team up if we are hoping to get help with these problems. I cannot accept that I have to live like this for the rest of my life. Thank you for reading.
Wow. And there's another one after this can't get to this time. Okay.
These are so numerous. It's mind-blowing.
These people have no voice. They have no platform to speak of other than the social media platforms they post these on. That you'll never hear about this in the mainstream media. It doesn't happen. Maybe once in a blue moon. And they'll short shrift you every time. Next hour, supposed to be Richard Allgaier. I haven't heard from Dick all day. I've been emailing him. I hope he's all right. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. If he doesn't show up, do you want to stay on? You feel up to it? We read some more of these if we have to.
Sure.
All right, well, let's see what happens here. At any rate, really good job. That's what we always try to do is present information that helps augment you in your decision-making. That's the point. That's what journalism is all about. All right. Thank you. Great.
Okay,
talk
Jeff.
Soon.
Okay. Bye. Good night, everyone.
Okay. We'll be right back in a few minutes with either Dick Allgaier or Erica in another hour. We'll see what happens.